Time to go to the Brighting Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, Shelly time. You know, last year with Shelly time, we always had the hip plan us in. So we're going to have to sort that out because I think we need that back. Don't you think, Jode?
I think so. Maybe a Canadian band of some sort would be great, but I like the hip.
Yeah. Well, do you have any? We'll take requests. Is there somebody else that you'd like to go there as well?
Well, you know, Bryan Adams is pretty good. There's some great bands.
I mean, we can do the early stuff, Coach, but I'm not going to – we can't be doing that Robin Hood theme stuff.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The end. There you go. All right, we can do that. We can do a little Gordon Lightfoot, a little hip. That'll be a win. How you doing, man?
How about
having
a variety?
A good time?
A variety. Yeah, everything's good. Yeah, the brothers are in town, you know. Things are good.
Yeah, they sure as heck are. You had a dinner with Threes last night. How'd that go?
It was great, yeah. Yeah, boy, he's got a really great bride there, I'll tell you that. Overachiever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the hockey term is. We outkicked our coverage in football. I don't know what the hockey term is for that, though.
By a mile, my friend.
By a mile, he says.
We had a good time.
I always think that's funny. I never know if, like, that's, like, obviously it's meant as an incredible compliment to the wife, but at the same time, it's also, like, saying, like, you don't deserve any of it.
Yeah, well, so I'm aware, though.
I had a buddy of mine who used to say that. He used to say, like, he's like, man, I really outkicked my coverage. And then I think his wife heard it enough that eventually she left him. maybe you're right. Maybe I do deserve better than you.
I can do better. I'm out.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You got to be careful with that.
It's amazing.
This is a fun one. I mean, this Oilers team was red hot out of the gates, Jode, obviously. They've come back to earth a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but you get McDavid, who's, you know, he's the next guy, obviously. The thing that they've never had is defense. They've never had goalkeeping. They've always been able to score. He scores in a million different ways. Do you think this Oilers team is real this year in terms of being a real contender out West?
You know, I'm not sure yet. They've got a new coach in Dave Tippett who's very structured and you know, he's a defensive-minded coach. But they play the last two games. They've lost their last three of four, and that's after starting 7-1. And so, you know, they've struggled to score the last few. Obviously, Draisaitl and McDavid. Draisaitl had 50 goals last year. McDavid had over 100 points. That's the 1-2. That's a superstar combo at the top. But after that, there's some struggles. So every team's going to focus on those two players. It's what they have around them and how they're going to play the game. You know, if you look at the way the Blue Jackets play, they play a style of game that they're in every game. You know, they have a structure to fall back on, except for last game. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But, you know, they have a structure to fall back on. I'm not sure Edmonton has that yet. They seem very young, and I mean young in the sense of figuring out who's going to be there long-term besides the big boys. And how they're going to play the game. Because if they just fire up the high octane, no one can keep up with them. But you cannot just walk into a building and play that way. And I think that the Oilers team is going through that. So to answer your question, I don't think they're built for the long term yet. But I think they've got some great things going with the new GM in Ken Holland.
Jody, last night we were talking about Connor McDavid and just, I mean, goodness, the speed. And you mentioned that high octane offense that they can deploy, but just what makes to Joe Smith, the generic fan that might tune into this game tonight, what makes Connor McDavid so special? What kind of, I guess, special talent will we be watching?
Well, I've been watching this guy now for a few years, and I'm still amazed at his flat-out speed and how he gets it. I mean, you watch him, and you can study him, and you can say, okay, I'm going to watch him in warm-up. I'm going to watch him, you know, on his first shift. He accelerates every time he moves his legs. And what I'm saying is, like, even if he's in the middle of a crossover, which is like a turn out there, he is picking up speed. And when you see the defense and react to him on the ice, they're amazed. They're blown by at how quick he covers space. And that, to me, is like, okay, Ryan Murray a few years ago in Edmonton, puck hits the ice. He hadn't played against McDavid yet, and he was rocked back on his heels as McDavid blew by him. And I said to Murray, I said, what? Like, he goes, I knew he was coming, but I didn't know he was going to come be there that fast. And that's what he is. And then he's got hands that work that fast and a mind that works that fast. So to me, he's the most entertaining player in the game because of his flat-out unbelievable speed that it's hard to get your head around.
Jody's, let's talk about our issues at the moment. It's been a season-long issue. We had hoped the last time we talked, we got a power play goal with Wenberg, and it was one that was desperately needed and a win that we desperately needed, but reverted back over the weekend. And the power play's been it's been an issue, and it's been something that's got to get right. And, you know, Torts isn't crazy about being asked about it, but it is. It's not something that's clicking the way you want it to. What do you see with that, and why has it not produced the way that it needs to?
Listen, this goes back into last season, and I said this before with you guys, but this team made the playoffs by 1 point last season with a terrible power play. You know, it got better as the season went on. But what I'm saying is it's critical that this thing gets off the mat. Your best players are out there. They want to touch the puck. They want to feel good about it. But your power play is taking away from your overall game, and you're losing points at it. So what I see is hesitation. I see not execution of skill. I see too much trying to set up a methodical play instead of taking off the handcuffs and just using your sense and your skill. They have a tough time getting in the offensive zone. When they win a faceoff and they get set up, they're creating opportunities with their skill. They're having a tough time getting through the neutral zone and on the attack. And I think it's because the opposition sees the fragility of their entries, and they're doing a lot of pressuring. And the way you can get away from that is on the entry, put it to the weak side, maybe go back to the weak side, and then set up. There's got to be more purpose on the way they enter, and then more freedom on the way they play in the offensive zone. You know what I mean? Reads on the play. If you have a shot, take it. You know, there is a statistic out there about passing the puck across the middle of the ice in the offensive zone. And once you pass it once, if you were to take a marker and draw a line from the middle of the net all the way down the middle of the ice, and if you're in the offensive zone, if you pass the puck once over that line that's going across the offensive zone, your chances of scoring a goal go up dramatically, like 30%, I think, or maybe more. So the Blue Jackets, to make that one pass and shoot the puck, they need to do that. They've put Cam Atkinson on the left side again. Remember when Sam Gagner was here and Gagner made that pass over to Atkinson a number of times, and Atkinson was on the one-time shot side?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Atkinson is on that side again. He's loaded for that surprising shot. That'll be interesting tonight. I like that look. So we'll see. I mean, you know, they're trying whatever. Foligno and Anderson are off the power play. Jenner is in there, and Bemstrom is in there. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, we'll see tonight. Going to be a fun one down at Nationwide. Always appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
My pleasure, guys. I think I'll talk to you Friday.
Indeed, we will. The great Jody Shaw joining us with Shelley.
Man.
Jackets and Oilers tonight.
How about last night? He tells me that he was on Sciota last time we had him on. Remember when he had the walk off four?
Right.
He goes, I was on 14 on Sciota. It was absolutely beautiful. Like,
that's great.
Living the dream.
Listen, there's no better city. There's no better unexpected city in the country for golf than here. I don't think people realize that four of the top 100 courses in the world.
Oh, people realize it.
Are here.
My producer
for if you live here.
My producer
like
for
people
no,
who
I'm
aren't
talking about
like
my
golf
producer.
Heads.
No, my producer for for Big Ten Network lives in Ann Arbor. Is a Michigan guy, and he's like, you know, being in TV, used to produce the Memorial and all that stuff. And he's like,
sure.
He's like, oh, I mean, Columbus is just absolutely a destination if you're a golf person. As far
oh my
as,
gosh, and it's not even the Big
people,
Four. There's
people
like,
know about it all
the
over.
The next 10 are all great. Yeah, it's really incredible.